this side for this shit. Leave them in ruins and leave Americans behind.
Shit.
Leave Americans behind.
That's fucking crazy.
He will leave you behind.
That's
you guys protecting him.
That's
leave you guys behind.
That's crazy.
Ronald Wiltrick, buried in Arlington, 2011, December 11th. For what? He lost his life for what?
Thank you.
car.
Sorry?
What's his car?
We're going to move back this way toward this black SUV.
No, here.
Hey guys, we're coming over. Go.
He's coming over, okay?
On the left side of the street, please. Cars should pull up and not block our spot.
Warm.
I
about this side, Brad?
Chris, straight, keep pushing down.
Surprised by is that in what otherwise you would not assume could generate a water height that went up in some cases almost to the windows of these homes, over literally over your head, according to the folks here. That is pretty amazing. I've seen that before, but that's when levees have broken or things have changed. But they were just telling me about this home. That why don't you explain what happened? How, because it's a really fascinating and fortunate thing.
Yes, yeah, so we were able to get out of our home the night before the flooding started coming in. We had a warning from a friend. We have a 4-month-old baby. So we got out early, around 8 p.m. And then around 1 a.m. or so, my husband and my father, they came back before the flooding came in to get our cat. They had about 5 minutes in the house, and then the siren started going off. So they were able to grab maybe one or two items, if that, and then they had to evacuate. Probably, I want to say maybe by 2 or 3 a.m., the water started coming in, and it came in very fast. Within a few hours, we had a lot of water in the basement. The whole basement's flooded. It's still flooded. And then we got several inches in the first floor. I'm not entirely sure how much, but the first floor would have been, everything would have been ruined anyway. Our plan was to come back once the water had gone down Our daughter's nursery is on the second floor.
And it's over there in the other corner.
Yeah, half of her nursery, the wall is back there, and the other half of her nursery is down the street. And our plan was to go in and save her belongings, but unfortunately, probably around 2:30, 3 o'clock Thursday, the house was on fire.
Thank God you didn't come back.
Yeah, thank God we were not near the house. Nobody in the area was able to come back yet because it was still, the waters were so high. So we're extremely grateful that we were able to, you know, all of us in the community, we were all able to not be here when this happened. So we're very grateful.
Do you feel like you got a good enough warning to your neighbors about what was coming and what could happen?
We just kind of thought it was going to be a heavy rainstorm. We had kind of been tracking a little bit to see how high the water was rising, but we've lived here for 4 years and we've never experienced a flood, so us personally, we didn't know what to expect. But we only just left early just because we had a baby. We didn't know. But I think everyone kind of found out around 1 a.m. when the sirens went off. Maybe some people knew beforehand.
This is your husband. This is Dad.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah. Well, thank God you're safe.
Thank God,
That's the most important thing.
We'll help you rebuild. We'll figure this out.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay. Thanks.
We're very grateful that you came. Thank you very much.
Press this way, guys. We're loading.